The one thing that we can do is the algorithms that the companies use, and you can target them. And if we were serious about protecting young people, and that's what we would be doing. These companies are all based here in Ireland. They have data centres here in Ireland, but yet we use that they use those algorithms to target young people, and we can actually act.
I think the approach we need to take to this is we need to hit them where it hurts, in their pocket, right, in their financial balance sheet, and that's what we intend to do under legislation that I imagine you in fairness probably supported, and I think a lot of people right across this house supported as well. It's not just about asking the companies nicely, do they wish to do things? This is far too serious an issue for our children. It's far too serious an issue for our country. It's far too serious an issue for so many public policy areas, and indeed on occasion for democracy. Social media can bring about incredible benefits, platforms I'm known to use, but also there needs to be protections in place and obligations legally on these companies, and sanctions if they don't comply. That's what we intend to do through Commission Amon and through turning now these draft safety codes into full online safety codes with full legislative effect. The codes aren't in yet. The consultation finished at the end of January. Commission Amon is now analysing them, and the process of progressing them is ongoing and needs to proceed with urgency. There are, though, a number of European investigations, European Commission investigations under the Digital Services Act, including a live investigation into what they call TikTok's recommender systems and whether that issue of the algorithm does indeed protect children or not. But I do want to finally assure Deputy Pringle that in the draft online safety codes in this country, that issue around the algorithm and profiling algorithms is something that will be addressed.